Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cape Elizabeth, Maine. Colony alleges he knows where this is. Have you been there, Jim?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris played a basketball game there when we lived in Vermont.
They run something called the Beach to Beacon 10K. They gather all kinds of people. It's actually a big deal in those parts. Running is a big deal in those parts.
I've been to a wedding in Cape Elizabeth, now that I think about it.
All right. Well, there's this
guy from
Gorham, Maine. Do you know where Gorham, Maine is?
Yeah, it's just south of Portland.
Gotcha. 23-year-old kid named Jesse Orrick. He ran track, distance stuff, at the University of Maine. Okay?
Okay.
And so he's a pretty decent runner, and he's going to go on. He runs in a lot of road races and things.
Sure.
Okay? So he's running and running and running in this 10K. All right? And he's the best guy there is.
He's in first place. He's the lead runner.
That he is.
Okay.
Then he collapsed from heat stroke, about 100 yards from the finish line. It kind of seemed like it was over for me, said Orrick, who finished first among Maine men in last year's race. This is a pretty prestigious race among those circles.
Yeah.
Then I felt someone pick me up. Robert Gomez, Orrick's top competitor from Maine, helped him to his feet. Gomez, he's 34. He's about 10 years older. Of Wyndham. Held Orrick up as they ran together to the finish line, about 100 yards, and gave Gomez a big nudge over the line. Both men completed the 6.2-mile course in 31 minutes and 31 seconds,
Lying.
But Orrick just ahead of him. The guy who was going to finish second but pushed the younger kid, he ran a better race. He gave it more than I did. I didn't deserve to win. Then there's a big, long story after that, but that's all you really need to know.
Okay.
What would you have done if you were the second place guy?
I'd like to think I would have done the same thing.
There were already medics and a couple people around that guy that had started to kind of talk to him and whatever. They hadn't, so he wasn't disqualified. You know, nobody had helped him yet. So the second guy picked him up and.
You have to make sure that you're not going to hurt him.
Correct.
That's the, that right. would be the main thing.
I'm torn and I don't want to be a jerk. And believe me, people have
to. So you would have crossed the finish line and then gone back to help?
No.
I'm just torn. I work just as hard, and part of your duty in winning is to
make sure you're hydrated and all the other
stay on your feet through the finish line. But you have to have compassion too. I mean, I'm not a total dreg. You have to have compassion for your fellow competitor. And if this is the Olympic gold, you know, in Los Angeles or Barcelona or you know wherever, then maybe it's a different story. This is a road race in Maine, albeit it is the world to these guys, all right? This is kind of like, you know, the great race or something, okay?
Yeah.
Comparative to that. I don't know. Josh, what would you have done?
I mean, I think you said it good there. I mean, if there's a $10,000 purse at the end of this thing, I probably will cross first and then get him. But if it's just a race of just a medal and, you know, and hey, this guy, he was way ahead of me all day. I couldn't catch him. He was prepared. I wasn't. I may pick him up, but part of being prepared is also being able to finish the race.
The competitor who won, who's the woman who finished first here, said, "The Beach to Beacon will always be special to me. I'm disappointed," or she finished second, excuse me. "This race is like the Super Bowl of running in Maine. It's really, really big. It's enormous to us."
Mm-hmm.
So think of how big it is. There's UConn, people who ran at UConn, people who ran at Boston University, people who ran at BC, all these in University of Maine, they all go back and run this race.
Well, that's a really, and it's, there's a road race down on Cape Cod, the Falmouth
and,
road
and
race.
It's on the road, and then it finishes through grass, this race does, like right through this grassy
and
patch.
I think it's, I mean, I know it goes from Portland down there. I think it's a pretty scenic race, too, along the coast. The Maine coast is pretty spectacular.
Get a text here from Nick. "If you ain't first, you're last. Finish and call the medic. I'm a winner. I ain't a loser." I can understand that sentiment. I really can. I can understand the compassionate sentiment, too. This is why I'm torn, guys.
If there's nothing to gain from it, I would definitely have stopped, picked the guy up, say, "Hey, let's do this together." But if there was something to it, hey, the first two guys go to the Olympics, or two guys get a $50,000 purse, then that's a whole different ballgame.
And the guy who finished second, is there something more to it, because he was essentially getting his ass kicked? This wasn't stride for stride. Yeah, he kind
of
felt
of course.
He ran so much of a better race, he deserved to win. But I come back with that and say, Well, you ran a great race for 9.5K.
Didn't finish.
It's a 10K. It says on the shirt 10K. Doesn't say 9.5K. I'm sorry the guy fell out. I don't know. I'm so conflicted.
Well, I don't know what the relationship is between the two runners. The one guy's 30, right, but he's 34. And I'm guessing when he was 24, he's probably doing what that guy did. You know what I mean? In other words, he's thinking, well, I don't have a problem with it at all. And I really don't know what I would have done. I would have had to have assessed the situation and, you know, do you stop and find out, is he okay?
I love that he did it.
For a split second, I kept going until I looked and saw it was Jesse, the guy said. I couldn't leave him there. In the running community, I feel camaraderie comes before competitiveness. That's what he said. That's what the guy who let him finish second. Now, I would have found a way. I wouldn't have let him finish first.
You would have dragged him across.
Drag him and simultaneously tied at the worst. The guy ain't beating me if he falls. I don't know. 412-928-9370. Is this a story of compassion? Is this a story of sportsmanship? Or is this a story of missed opportunity? Because on Twitter, that's what you get. It's missed opportunity.
You know what? This race, though, no one will remember the guy that won.
You're right about that. He had 107.3 temperature.
Holy crap.
I know. He was almost gone.
He should have stayed on the ground with the medics then.
Yeah. He might have just killed them.
Yeah. Well, I told you, it's prestigious there, this Beach to Beacon 10K. He needed to win, and he won. What would you have done? 412-928-9370. You come up, you're second, you see a guy laying there. You obviously thought he had won. Do you pick him up? Do you help him? Or do you say, later, Gator, I'm finishing first?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.